Yo, what's up, everyone? You're listening to the 39th episode of True Aside.
What's going on, family? My name is Alan Martinez, and I'm joined by my brothers Joel Hernandez.
Yo.
Lawrence Hopkins.
Hello.
And Alvin Martinez. Is that a deflating balloon?
Or is it pop you?
Yeah.
Or is it B, a Filipino? We are Canada Got Soul, and you are listening to True to Size, a weekly podcast where we get together and talk about the things we love the most.
Shoes.
Sneakers. On this episode, we get to recapping the year. It's a little bit early for that, but, you know, might as well start now. It's on the last month of the year. Duh. Mm-hmm. We'll be coming up with categories for our very first, maybe annual, Canada Got Soul Presents True to Size Awards. Yeah, we're just going to do that on the fly, so we're gonna figure it out as we go. But before we get to that...
Fire round.
I'm sorry. I threw you for a little bit of a loop because instead of saying but first, like, yeah, I usually do,
usually
I said
but
before.
First.
Yeah, my fault.
It's okay. I got it.
You did. After a couple of seconds, it's okay. We open every show with a question from one of you listeners, the CGS fam. This week's question comes from Addison's 123.
Yo.
Hello.
Addison says, with winter approaching and the snow flying, I tend to pick up air. I pick a pair every winter, a sacrificial pair of sneakers. How do you determine what pair gets sacrificed to the winter weather and what pair you're going with as beaters this year? His answer is the triple black Jordan 1s. Those are sacrificial to him.
Mm-hmm. I see that.
I don't know how to answer this one, so I'm going to pass it off to you guys real quick.
I don't have one.
Okay.
Well...
I thought I was the only one.
My Black Cement 3s were from 12? 2012?
I think it's 2012.
From 2012 are now my shoveling shoes. But I don't really have a pair of beaters per se, just because of the countdown. I tend to have to wear a different pair of shoes every day.
We kind of force ourselves to not have beaters.
I don't have beaters, man. And that Jason Mark rappel is pretty good.
So. Oh, yeah. It's a little plug. To who?
Yeah, I didn't even think of that. But yeah, because of the countdown, I don't really wear anything steadily as a beater because, like you said, we force ourselves.
Okay, so what about after December?
Yeah, I was going to say
January, like, February.
My by the door shoe is still Black Cement 3s.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if it's snowy, I don't own a pair of winter boots aside from snowboarding boots. So I'll usually go with a foamposite. Of nice. Some sort, just because those things are built like bricks. So
Yeah,
they can get through anything. Yeah. So I'll go with a foamposite. No specific colorway.
Real quick, Jason Mark, if you do want to sponsor the podcast, please hit up CanadaGotSoul@gmail.com.
Ooh, hit us up.
I think I'm like you guys. I don't have a particular shoe that I'll like look at and go, winter shoe.
I'm gonna beat you.
Yeah, it's whatever's already by the door that like I already don't care about.
And what is that for you right now?
Right now for me it's those Ultra 97s.
It's comfy, right?
Mm. The silver bullet colorway. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are comfy. They're like thick. They don't let anything through. So they're sort of weather resistant to me.
Yeah.
Not good on ice. I found that out this morning.
Oh, man.
I didn't fall, but I was sliding everywhere. Mm-hmm. But I do have a pair of winter boots to kick around once the snow gets a little deep.
Yeah, I saw those Timberlands by the door.
Yeah. Those, what are the Foot Locker Dirty Elves? Nasty Elves?
Nasty Elves.
They're very gross elves. Joel, what's your answer for this one?
I don't know. Like you guys, I don't really have anything. Like right now, I've been wearing the Humaras like every day.
Mm-hmm. Those are ACG, right? So
yeah. So until like
all conditions gear,
until the snow kicks in, probably like I don't know. You could find them like in Tim's or something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but that's about it.
I can't lie. Lately, every time when I get my outfit on, shoes are always last for some reason nowadays. But I'm always like, I think I'm gonna need a second pair of Black Cement 3s because I'm always thinking of wearing those.
Yeah.
For some reason. Mm-hmm. And I it's probably the influence of you guys, but I've definitely been thinking about wearing my BC3s a lot frequently in this weather, especially.
Definitely.
Oddly enough.
Any Jordan.
Yeah, they're all
just
built
easy.
Very tick.
Yeah, it's the leather.
I definitely wear less runners in the winter.
Yeah.
But if I'm in the mood, I'll still wear them. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But
weather permitting ish mood.
No, man, I still wear Air Maxes and like
I don't really shy
dead
away
snow.
From
I don't care.
Yeah.
If I want to wear it, I'm gonna wear it for the most part, I guess. Yeah.
The countdown's top.
Do you guys wear boots? Like, do you guys own boots?
I have Tim's, but they've been in my closet for 2 years. I haven't worn them.
Really?
Yeah.
I just have them just because New York, you know.
You have to. You guys actually like do boots?
Or I got the same pair of Tim's from high school.
Nice.
So, you don't wear them that often then?
I wear them in the wintertime. Yeah.
That's about it. Well, I have boots. Yeah. You've seen them.
Yeah.
But I personally hate boots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't want to wear them.
Mm.
But I mean, the fact that I have them, I'm just going to use them when the snow is like that gross.
Yeah. I don't know if I need to invest in a pair of winter boots or.
Well, I didn't invest in them, right?
That's true.
Like, they just sort of fell at my doorstep one day.
Yeah.
Thank you, Addison's 123, for the question. If you've got any questions you'd like to ask us, like Addison's 123, shoot us a DM at Canada Got Soul. It is time now for CGS picks. For those that don't know, each week we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, give our thoughts on, and update y'all about. Then we decide if it's poop, scoop, whoop-de-whoop, or Alvin's favorite, just cute. My pair is the most low-key of this week's choices, so I will kick this off. I chose this week the Adidas Ultra Tech in a blue and rose colorway. This silhouette, although it's not necessarily a brand new one, is easily one of my favorite Adidas silhouettes that I learned of this year. The panels and the lines, like I've gushed about them before, they're sleek, they're dope. They always have like really good colorways in them.
Mm-hmm.
But this one in particular utilizes like the color blocking super nicely. And on top of the color blocking, the colors are like just damn clean.
Yeah.
So if I have room in the Christmas budget, these are a scoop. So for now, it's more of like a scoop. Yeah. Yeah. These are mad clean.
Nice, man.
Absolutely love this silhouette. Yep. Although, let me backtrack a bit, because if I were to get an Ultra Tech, I'm aiming for the Vegetas first from the Dragon Ball Z pack. For sure.
Yep.
Next on CGS Picks is Lawrence.
What up? So my pick this week is the Kyrie 5, but this one is a collab with one of our favorite. Well, some of our favorite shops, Concepts.
We love these guys.
I love Concepts.
Concepts kills
they
it every time.
They always do a great
all
job.
Holy moly.
Okay, good. So I was right.
It's mutual.
Good. Okay. I kind of assumed, but I'm glad. So this pair is dope. I mean, it's a collab with Concepts, and I think a little bit of a backstory with this specific collab is that Kyrie has been doing SB-inspired signature sneakers since the Kyrie 4. He did the lobs in a couple different colorways, and he's done some other ones, but obviously the lobsters were from Concepts. And then, if I'm 99% sure of this, Concepts is in Boston, correct? Okay, so yeah, he plays for Boston, so there's another one. So this specific one, very simple, but then the details kind of make the shoe. You got like a very vibrant purple outsole with a lighter purple, like lavender midsole. And then a sand upper with gold accents and a red tongue. The pair itself is called the, I'm going to say this wrong for sure, Iket? Are we going to say Iket?
Yeah, I think you nailed it.
Iket? Iket?
Iket?
Yeah.
So it's based on ancient Egypt and the pyramids.
Yes.
So the purple is supposed to be this similar to the reflection off the pyramids when the sun hits it.
Interesting.
Didn't know that they were purple.
True.
And
guess
the,
we're flying to Egypt to
red,
prove this.
The red tongue is supposed to be from the Sphinx. Apparently, the noses on the Sphinx used to be red before they fell off.
Oh.
Yeah. So they definitely did some crazy research? On the ancient Egyptian times.
Thank
to figure
you, history
out some
textbooks.
Stuff. Thank you, history.
Yeah.
And then on the back, you have gold detailing of the all-seeing eye, the Eye of Horus, which is very cool. Big-ass eye on the back. And on the tongue, you have the detailing. One says Concepts in like almost like a hieroglyphic font. And then the other one has
yeah.
the Kyrie
logo. I love that.
Yeah.
I absolutely love that logo flip.
So this collab is super dope. I think it's really cool that Kyrie is getting all the love now. Not all the love, but a lot more love. because up until, well, I guess this year or even late last year, it was mostly LeBron.
Yeah, with his throwbacks.
With his Nike basketball collabs for as long as I can remember, really. Like, people only hyped up LeBron's, a couple Kobe's here and there, but other than that, I can't think of any other signature basketball shoe that's had much hype around it. Mm-hmm. So it's cool that Nike basketball is giving love to their other signature athletes. Mm-hmm. Like, the PG PlayStation was really cool last year, and now they're doing stuff with Kyrie. And
they're doing that again?
Yeah, they're doing the PG 2.5 this weekend, which is, I think it's better than the first one, to be honest.
Oh, no, I can't stray away from the black.
Yeah, I just love it because it's black. PlayStation 1. Yeah.
I know.
I love that old school look. But yeah, really dope shoe. I don't know if it would be a scoop for me. I think it's just cute because I don't know how I feel about really, really, really cool basketball shoes because you don't know if you should wear it for basketball or casually, and it just throws me in a weird position.
Well, I think it's different if you played basketball that frequently that you would care more about having doper ball shoes.
On nicer courts. I think that's the main thing. Yeah,
that's, that's part of it, right? Yeah. If you took basketball that serious and you went through ball shoes that frequently, then you'd need that serious rotation.
Agreed. Or if I played in a proper league or something, I could definitely see myself wanting dope kicks like that. But as of right now, I'm just going to call it cute and appreciate it for what it is.
So. But Kyrie's kicks are priced so that
you can't not rock that it expensive. Like that. Yeah,
you can buy two pairs and just rock.
Very true. They're like $165. Yeah. I didn't see the retail on this specific pair. It might be higher because it's a collab.
So $130 US.
Oh, so the same thing, bro.
Maybe a little bit higher, like maybe $175, $180. Yeah. But yeah, that's very reasonable.
Oh, it releases Boxing Day.
True.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, definitely look out for those.
E-Kit.
He was E-Kit. On the last episode of
Sneaker Shopping.
Sneaker Shopping.
Yeah, that's where they like previewed it, right?
And he had a pair of the Purple Lobsters on. Mm-hmm. And as he was cashing out, one of the employees was like, oh, yo, this is for you too. It's an SB box. And he opens it. It's the Blue Lobsters.
Oh, it's blue.
Ugh.
Wow. Like,
God.
You didn't have to pay for those, bro. Like,
I know.
Good times.
I know. He probably already has a pair, knowing Kyrie and his SB collection.
Yeah, it's like low-key SB level. Yeah. It's so cool. Man. Yeah.
The best comment I saw about this was some dude complaining about how cultish it looked. Like the Illuminati triangle on the bottom. It's so funny. People are so foolish, man. So foolish.
He didn't read the backstory for sure.
No, absolutely not.
And he's like, oh, Illuminati.
Oh my God, Kyrie.
It's the third eye.
Kyrie. Joel.
Yo.
You're going to talk about something Nike's bringing back.
Yeah, so back in 2017, the 30th anniversary of the Air Max 1. So it was a big fiasco, like the OG Air Max 1s dropped. So next year, 2019, it's going to be the 30th anniversary of the Air Max Lite OGs. So it's pretty much, if you guys don't know, it's pretty much a cross between the Air Max 1 and the Air Max 90.
Yep.
It's got like the plastic lace paneling on the on the Air Max Lite. It's the same as the Air Max 90. The vibrant colors popped. I guess back in 89, it was just like, you know, throw on like, you know, mess around with like the Vol colors and like, you know, the colors that pop. And so this will be coming back next year. It'll probably drop in the OG blue and possibly the red.
Hopefully the red as well.
Hopefully the red, yeah. Mm-hmm. So it'll be a definite scoop for me. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, man.
I was going to ask because I used to work with a girl or lady, woman, who loves her Air Max 1s or Air Maxes in general, but she didn't go for anything like the lights. Like anything other outside of like the
standard,
like the signature line, I guess you could say, of the Air Maxes. Mm-hmm. So these are a go for you.
These are a go for me.
I've never been a fan of the light either, to be honest.
Yeah.
I've also never tried a pair on and seen it on my own foot, so that could be a game changer.
Do you have a stories with these lights? Do you have any like
connections? I got a pair back in not like OG, any 89-ish or anything like this, but when me and Mary got married, we went to Buffalo and then I scooped up a pair of these. They're like an Easter colorway. It was a black with the green and whatnot. And with the pink too. And I wore those like to the ground and I lost them somewhere. In between moves. I just misplaced them. So I don't know. Hopefully Mom, if you're listening to the podcast, can you find these
shoes? What up, Mom?
Please, Tita.
Mama Dune.
Tita Dune.
Nice.
So yeah, man.
Sick. Alvin.
Yo.
Round it off.
Talking about the Off-White X Nike Air Max 90 Desert Ore. Yep. Pretty dope. The Desert Ore is essentially just like a tan slash like flax or wheat color.
It's like dark wheat.
Yeah.
Wheat.
Burnt wheat.
It's accented cooked. With a bright mango, aka infrared swoosh. Mm-hmm. But depending on the lighting, I guess, it might look orange.
It looks kind of orange to me.
But in the pictures that I saw on Sneaker News, it was pinkish. Yeah. Which I prefer the pinkish.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's dope, man. Like, mixture of mesh, suede, and what looks like it's not leather.
No.
Is there canvas?
It's not canvas nylon. Either. It's like a nylon-y. Like, it's like a
ripstop nylon. Kinda.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, ripstop on the toe box. Yeah. The swoosh looks like it's a nylon.
Yeah.
It's like that material on the blazer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
But yeah, it's dope. Definitely a cool colorway. Feeling it a lot.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Eh? Off-white.
It's a cute though.
Oh, I was waiting for that.
Yeah.
No, you're not gonna. Are you gonna try to raffle once they pop up?
Yeah, if I could get it, I'll get it. But like,
it's holiday 2018.
It's not a must.
Yeah.
I've heard January. What I heard.
That'll be better if it's January.
I also heard. I don't know if
confirmed to arrive in early 2019.
So. I don't know if this is true facts or not, but I heard that the upcoming stuff is the last off-white stuff.
Cool.
For the foreseeable future. So you've got the, what were they today? Zoomfly today.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
The 90, and then the Forces, and they're calling them, quote-unquote, because you know they did the 10, they're calling them the last three. I think that's a very unofficial nickname. But according to all these sneaker leakers and everything, there's nothing else scheduled after these three. So
that's cute.
It's good. Interesting. I think it's good. Yeah, definitely vault it for at least a month.
Had a good run. It's had a good run. I think it'd be dope to come back next year with another set of silhouettes.
Yeah, yeah. Not so many.
Late next year, not like All-Star Weekend.
Maybe like Complex Con exclusive pair or something.
Next
like
November.
That's what they deserve.
Summer kickoff type of thing.
Do them the justice of that.
Yeah. Yeah, I hear that. Alvin, you said off-white X Nike. Do we all say X or like...
Or do we say times?
I say X if it was
the time. I also say X.
X.
Yeah? Okay.
Or by.
Because it's not multiplied by.
Shout out Christopher Chu because he says times.
Oh, shout out.
Yeah,
he's French, though. Podcast. He's weird.
Times. Yeah, everything's backwards over there. Yeah. You talk sentences.
Keller ATL, Chris. Shit.
Shit.
For real.
You fais froid.
What hour is it?
It's cold.
It makes cold.
It makes cold.
Yeah. All right. We are now going to travel back in time for Previously in Kicks. This is the part of the show where we review our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. Do we have any pickups?
No.
Alvin and Joel, so fast. No.
Didn't you say you bought something on Black Friday, my friend?
Yeah, shut up. Yeah, you did.
Nope.
My friend.
No?
Oh, is it because Sasha's listening?
No, it's because I didn't buy it.
Oh, you were going to buy it.
What if you whispered? Oh,
no, still nothing.
Okay, since none of us bought anything, I'm sure we window shopped. Can anyone think of any notable deals they saw on Black Friday?
No.
Yeah,
no?
The Soul Box.
I didn't pay attention. I purposely chose to not pay attention to anything.
Livestock?
Yeah.
Nice.
It's not meant to be my size's gun.
There was a lot of good deals this year on Black Friday.
Tons.
There was
a lot.
Tons.
But and Cyber Monday.
The thing with, like, to me at least, a lot of the deals that I did see are deals you see in like May or like June and just throughout the year. Just those random like 25% off sale type of a thing.
I just think I definitely agree you see that often, but it was the fact that most sites or most stores did.
No exclusions. Yeah, you're right.
Which
correct.
Is definitely rare.
Correct. Yeah. I agree.
And I was seeing, this is kind of off sneaker topics, but I was seeing on a lot of news websites and hearing on the radio that Black Friday has the potential this year in Canada to be bigger than Boxing Day.
I think it has been, though.
Last year, Boxing Day was absolute butt cheeks as well. So
I think because Black Friday is from Friday to Monday, essentially, and then it's all a lot of people do.
I also think that it's the whole Christmas shopping thing. So
people start now.
So retailers and brands are going to take advantage of the sales now because people need to buy gifts as opposed to go shopping
afterwards.
You're broke. After. Yeah. Well, I'll shop with my Christmas money, which no one has
anymore.
Nobody has.
The only issue I really take with Black Friday as a Canadian, if we can vent it for a little bit is that everyone works that day.
Let's have an NSR moment.
It's Friday and everyone is, for the most part, working.
Yeah.
So, like, what's the point?
Unless you can hit up the computers, because sometimes they'll just do Black Friday online
as
well.
Yeah, and then at that point, I feel like people do Cyber Monday. Yeah. Like, they have the whole thing. I don't know. To me, it seems very wasteful to even have Black Friday in Canada.
Some of the online Black Friday deals were better than the Cyber Monday online deals.
And I saw opposites too. I don't know, man. It's all over. Yeah,
that's very true.
It's all over.
That's very true. Depends on where you're shopping.
Yeah.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to our U.S. brethren.
Correct. Yeah. Yes. Happy belated Thanksgiving.
I think we said it last week too, but whatever. Say it again.
We're stealing your holiday.
I hope you guys had a. yeah, we really are. Like
for no reason.
Did they take Boxing Day or not?
I think Boxing Day is not as big in the States. We could be wrong. Yeah. Hit us up if you guys are from America and you can let us know.
I think it was called Boxing Day because people were fighting in America.
Box.
Okay, yo, we're gonna keep this NSR thing going, not non-sneaker related. The videos of boxing of Black Friday in the U.S. versus videos in Canada are so different.
Yeah, because we're like, sorry, go ahead.
Apologies.
Your hand was on this.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Oh, here, you could take it. It's okay. I don't really need a TV. It's fine.
Oh my God, the States, y'all are wild.
It's like if it's in the U.S., that's my TV, motherfucker. Oh.
Well, have you guys been Black Friday shopping in the States before?
No. I don't want.
I did once in high school.
High school Lawrence would do that.
Yeah. Well, actually, it was my mom, which was the craziest thing. Like, she let me skip school to go Black Friday shopping with her in Buffalo.
Nice.
Wow.
Well, how was it?
So we left here, like Toronto, Brampton, at like 11.
Toronto. That's the first time you've ever strayed away from being proud of Brampton.
At like 11 p.m., we'll say. So we got there because of border and traffic and everything, because it is Black Friday. We got there like 1, 1:30 in the morning, and you start shopping right away.
Yeah.
Places are open from 1:30 in the morning.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
And it's busy, like busier than any mall you've ever been to in Canada. Wow. At 1:30 in the morning. So we hit up Military Road, and the deals were decent. Like the stores there at that time weren't the best. I don't know if I bought anything, maybe one or two things from Nike, and then maybe left at like 4, went straight to Walden Galleria, which is a mall, also open and busy, like very busy. And it's, I don't know if I missed the rush, but it's not like the videos. I feel like those videos are like Walmart.
That's like right when you open.
Yeah. Right when you open. Cause they open at midnight. Yeah. Is what, like, as soon as it's Friday, they're like, it's Black Friday now officially. And it's like they buy the TVs and the laptops and stuff. But if you're looking for shoes,
I think it's also because you went to the outlets, right?
I don't know. There was some good deals. There was definitely lines for sure at there lots will of be, stores. But I like, think, like I said, those massacres where people get trampled and stuff is like electronics and Walmart, the places where they mark
full,
down stuff.
Full-blown retail,
they mark
brand
down
new.
Items like 80%.
Yeah.
Wow.
For like I think my mom bought a laptop for like $200. I think she bought like 2 or 3 because why not?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, it's definitely interesting. If you're American and listening to this, let us know your Black Friday experiences. And if you guys have Boxing Day, please, it'd be interesting to know.
And if you picked up anything.
Yes.
Americans
and let us know how the deals
and
were.
Canadians.
How were the deals down there? Because up here, they were pretty good for it not even being a real thing up here.
Mm-hmm. They're true.
Pretty good.
Yeah. True story.
Lawrence, you got a package from Under Armour?
I did, yeah. So this past week, I was hit up by our very good friend at Under Armour, who I'm going to keep nameless for his own sake, with a box from the UA Unstoppable collection. So this is their new collection they just dropped for winter. It is very techy, but also very like lined, like it's thicker, kind of like tech fleece, I guess, but a little bit more fleecy.
For the
if
warmer.
That makes sense. Yep. So they sent a t-shirt, a track top. It doesn't have a hood, so I don't want to call it like a. I don't know.
It's a track jacket.
Yeah, track jacket, matching pants, the UA Hover Phantom, which if I haven't said it already, is one of my favorite cushioning systems. Hover is friggin' so comfortable.
Real good.
And a pair of compression underwear, which I'm wearing right now for all those who want to know. That's a side note.
Ew, I just say it like that. Can I touch it?
No, you can try them on after.
Yes! About it.
Put it inside out.
But yeah.
No, like, just backwards.
Inside out, backwards, and upside down. Yeah, think about that.
I don't think that works upside down. Go on.
You got a weird body shape. If Under Armour always has some of the best quality clothing, especially sportswear stuff that... I mean, they've been had it. They're the one who, I think, started it. Like, back in high school, everyone wanted an Under Armour hoodie that I knew. Like, they started that whole tech fleece polyester mixed with cotton stuff. So this stuff is really cool. It's available now at wherever you find your Under Armour stuff, like SportCheck, underarmour.ca, all that kind of stuff. And if you haven't tried Hover yet, please try it. I love it, and I think you'll love it too.
It's Hover, so comfortable.
Like Spooner, but
no
Hover.
E.
Yeah.
No E. They stole that from me.
Spooner Hover.
I'm waiting for my check.
Cut the check.
Last week, we were invited to a thing with MLSE, the Toronto Raptors, and OVO. It took place in Scarborough at the Malvern Community Recreation Center. It was a refurbishment of a basketball court there, mm-hmm. done by OVO and the Toronto Raptors. And it was
very cool.
Pretty damn cool. I had the chance to make it. Unfortunately, we all could. Not all four of us could have made it. But it was a really good event. It was really, really fun. I got there around 11:15 and did like a check-in. Got some goodies. Then at 11:30, there was a welcoming by Akil Augustine.
Nice. He's everywhere. He is.
He's all over. He just does everything. So he was the MC for the day. He did some opening remarks. They did donation checks and stuff like that from OVO, which was really, really cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the court was really nice. They refurbished the thing. They didn't like redo all of the floor because I imagine that like take a lot of time and it's very, very expensive.
Yeah.
But they hooked up new backboards, I think, because it's all glass now. But then there's like a cool vinyl like sticker over it, and it's just all black, and it's branded with the OVO on one side and the Toronto Raptors logo on the other side. And then right after the opening, there was a clinic for the kids.
Mm-hmm. Nice. True.
That was really cool to see. I feel like Jomar would have had a lot of fun doing that. Yeah. Surprise, I saw Jamar there.
Yeah.
Our previous podcast episode guest. He was really cool. He gave me a hug. I saw him, and then I was just, no, that's just probably another black guy. And then I remembered that he did the whole Raptors coaching thing for the kids and how he talks about how he gets Adidas gear. And I'm like, oh, these guys are wearing Adidas. And then I realized that the Raptors still have like a partnership with Adidas below the NBA level type of thing. Mm-hmm. So it was cool. Shout out to Jamar. Youngsmith3, I think that's his Instagram. Yeah. And then after the clinic, an influencer tournament happened. That was really fun. I was really nervous. I wasn't sure if I wanted to like even play.
Who was on your team?
Two people that we haven't heard of.
Okay.
I can get their names, but I forgot not already. Important. One was Laura, I believe. She was good. Mm-hmm. She was a good baller. And I can't remember what the other guy's name was.
Did you get like their really backgrounds or whatever? Like what they did? Or
I looked them up afterwards and they're both like fitness influencer people. Lots of followers.
No.
Yeah.
Same. All of us.
I mean,
we fit in.
We have 24K as well.
Damn, they have a K?
Yeah, they have a K.
Beside their number?
We're almost there. We're almost there. Yeah, I was nervous at first, and then started playing. We actually got eliminated in the semifinals. There were eight teams.
Oh, so you did really well.
Yeah, there were eight teams. It was really fun. The best was, I was hanging out with I Am Jonathan Kim. Shout out to Brag Affair and Style Democracy. Jonathan Kim and I were just hanging out all day, and the best way he broke it down was, there's a group A and then there's a group B. Think of group A as the West and group B as the East. And we were, me and mine and John's team were the top two teams. And then the West were just monsters.
They were just monsters.
They were both West. Yeah. So the way it worked is what we did a round robin, and then the two best from each side faced each other.
Oh, okay.
So group A faced group B, group A faced group B. And, ended up being group A versus group A. It was really, really fun though. There was a point where I'm just gonna brag a little bit.
Go.
It was like our third game. I was playing against Faisal. Shout out Faisal. He was there too.
Oh, nice. I didn't even see that.
And I had the ball, and I was outside the 3-point line, and Akil Augustine is commentating on like four games at one time. And I didn't think he was on our game. But then I went for the shot, and all I hear is, from downtown! And it swished. And I felt so good. And he's like, oh, the way! And he was just hyping me up, and I got amped. We won that game too, so.
Nice.
I was excited. Nice. But yeah, thank you for the invite, MLSE and Toronto Raptors and OVO. That was a really fun event.
Nice.
Hopefully there's going to be more some community center refurbishments that we can hit up.
Yeah.
I hope so. Hopefully there's some in Mississauga and Brampton.
closer. Mm-hmm.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would be cool. But I doubt it because they're not in Toronto.
Correct.
That's it. No pickups, right? That's it. We all shook our heads.
Bye, none.
All right. This week in kicks. Now is the time where we discuss the current headlines and happenings of the sneaker industry. On this episode, we've got 4.5 pieces on the docket. We're going to start off with eBay, wow, and ESPN are auctioning off game-worn kicks for charity. Ben Fielderston of Sneaker News says, to kick the holiday season of spending off on the right foot, I saw your button. eBay will be auctioning off a number of special game-worn and autographed sneakers in honor of Giving Tuesday, teaming up with ESPN in support of the V Foundation, which is a cancer research foundation. Customers will be able to log in and bid on exclusive PEs, the likes of game-worn Kyrie 5, a bevy of signed Scottie Pippen retro sneakers, a Paul Pierce signed Nike Air Max P2-4 from the NBA Finals.
Wow.
A 2017 Champions PE from Kevin Durant's collection, and more. All of the auctions will be live from November 27th through December 6th. Yeah, that's pretty damn cool.
I like that.
That's pretty damn cool.
Charity is always good.
It's a hefty list of PEs, too. Game-worn PEs. And the fact that they're game-worn and signed, it's like...
These were donated by the players?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, nice. Yes.
Very cool.
Like, that's what they said. Kevin Durant's collection... Blah blah blah.
Very
like,
nice.
I mean, if they were game worn and they have it, I'm sure it did come from, because when the players give it away from fans during the game, I don't think those fans will be like, oh, let's give it up for auction.
Yeah, true.
Let's keep it. No, they're auctioning it off for money. Yeah, they're trying to get money. For their foundation. Next on the docket, LeBron and Nike's new China campaign is super dope. T.S. Fox of Sneaker Freaker says, building on the hashtag more than an athlete movement, the new campaign takes on the idea that King James should just shut up and dribble. Something conservative Fox News host Laura Ingraham infamously suggested James should do instead of criticizing President Donald Trump. The campaign is dubbed Dribble and Blank, created by longtime swoosh partners Wyden and Kennedy, faces the notion head on and encourages athletes and basketball players in particular to do far more than just dribble. There's like one piece. I'll just read it. Actually, it's really nice. this is like the lead image. LeBron James proved basketball players are bigger than points, MVPs, and rings. LeBron has greatness on court and off. He turned basketball into power to create schools, give kids a future, build businesses, spotlight issues of inequality, speak for those without a voice, to be a role model, movie star, Space Jam 2, coach, maybe. Father, power to prove you don't have to shut up and dribble. You can be more than an athlete. You can dribble and graduate, dribble and CEO, dribble and speak up, dribble and be you. And then it ends off with dribble and blank. Like a block square. That's super dope. Something that popped up in our feeds today... Nike SB, the Dunk Book.
Yep.
Ooh, yeah.
I need a copy of this book, but it looks like I'll have to wait for the second edition, because apparently this book features a fake pair of What the Dunks.
I want that edition.
Me too.
It's still available in some places. I looked into it.
Yeah.
How does it feature? They just took what?
So the book was, I guess, curated by Nike SB.
Yes.
And it's essentially a mini history of Nike Dunk SBs, and I don't know, actually, maybe just SB in general, maybe not just Dunks. Oh, no, it's called SB Dunk. The Dunk Book, SB. So it's definitely Dunks.
It's called Nike SB : The Dunk Book.
The Dunk Book, yeah. And it's just a bunch of pictures and I believe stories about a ton of different, it's like 300 pages or something.
I want it so
Dunk
bad.
SBs. So Nike SB today, I think it was today, posted their like promo picture of it on their official page, and it says, a look at the most iconic Nike SB silhouette and the stories that brought it to life. 16 years and counting, over 350 pages, and a special introduction by Sandy Bodecker. The Dunk Book is out now in skate shops and select online retailers. Yeah, so you can find it in some places.
Third party, the one on Amazon.ca. I check that every day.
So
you can save $4
though. There was a little controversy because I think it was originally Nike SB or Nothing on Instagram who posted when he got the book going through it a pair of very questionable What the Dunks.
Oh, more than questionable.
Yeah, the pigeon looked like it had some sort of disease.
Yeah, the pigeon looked like a crow.
So obviously it caused a big uproar, and now that Nike SB officially posted it on IG, like the promo for it, Nike SB or nothing commented, and he said, "Can you please explain the fake What the Dunks in the book?" And Nike SB replied to him and said, "In the process of shooting 200 plus dunks, we shot a fake and it slipped through the print. Hashtag limited first edition."
Wow.
Yeah.
That hashtag makes me want the first edition.
Yep.
Yeah, because they said that, it makes me want it. But at the same time, it's like, how do you, as even if you're Nike, shooting 200 plus, you're exactly, you're Nike.
Yeah. There's no excuse.
Yeah.
There's no excuse.
And even if they contracted out this whole project to a third party
someone had to approve this process. Yeah. I go through this daily as a graphic designer, and we get blamed for mistakes all the time, but someone, the client, Nike, you goofed. Someone goofed at Nike.
Yeah.
100%. Or the publisher. Who the hell is the publisher?
Well, I mean, Nike is, I think Nike will be the one to be like,
the publisher doesn't know that she was fake.
No.
They're
they're doing it. They're making it for Nike. They're making it.
It definitely comes down to Nike not doing their due diligence.
Whoever.
You can't blame it on 200 plus. How many shoes have you made in the whole lifetime of your brand?
And What the Dunks?
Of all the shoes.
Yeah.
The arguably one of the best ones they have.
If it was something like some next whatever pair.
If you could even question, is it real?
Yeah.
Is that fake? Like, what's going on?
Like, whatever. Yeah. But What the Dunks? Like, one of the most coveted pairs.
Visibly very bad.
Yeah.
Somebody lost their job.
Or got a warning or something.
One job.
Yeah.
Seriously,
job.
Though.
Check the pairs first.
Not an excuse.
Man. No. No. No.
You can, yeah, the comparison, right?
No, but like, how do you... No, it's not even that. It's just like... I don't know.
Oh, the excuse is not an excuse.
It's not an excuse. Like, no.
Yeah. How dare you? Am I right?
For a brand that seems to pay so much attention to detail in everything they do, you can't have slip ups. You have the highest expectations from all of us.
Yeah.
Like, we hold them to the highest standard.
And like
you can't reply with that as an excuse. Come on, dog. Like
someone goofed. I mean, you can because PR.
You have to say something. Yeah, you have to address it for sure.
Yeah, but address it in a different way. You can't. That's not an excuse, bro. And anyone,
it should have just been, we goofed.
Yeah, that's it. That would have been better than we took 200 plus pictures. Yeah. Who gives a fuck? You probably took 1,000 pictures.
Yeah.
And you're telling me you fucked up. Still.
You're so right.
And you had to get the shoe.
You're
you had to
so
buy
right,
it.
Bro.
You had to look at the picture to buy it. I'm sure they had to.
You're
pick
right,
it
bro.
Up
tell them, bro. You should comment on that too.
No one looked at the book before they went sent it to print. Like the first copy, they weren't like flipping through and like, yeah, it looks good.
Like, whoever. She's like, wow.
Yeah, the pages nice. Look great.
That looks about right.
Yeah, this is definitely glossy.
This is a book. Well done.
At least don't. I mean, it would have been. At least look at the pictures. You don't have to read anything. Don't
you should
read,
be doing everything.
Don't read
if
shit.
You're Nike, you should be reading every colon punctuation mark.
What hurts is like, this isn't a tribute book by someone else. This isn't like some next fan art page
thing. That was the
thing.
Main thing. Mm.
This is Nike thing, this is titled Nike SB : The Dunk Book.
Yeah.
This is done by Nike SB to commemorate their history. Mm.
I think it's embarrassing.
It's super embarrassing.
The guy who probably replied is the guy that probably put
yeah,
the
he's
picture.
Like, yeah, let me read the book. Yeah. Let me read the book. You didn't read shit.
Yeah, that was...
Nike SB, we'd like 4 copies, please.
I'd still want it, definitely.
Of the first edition and
for
second
sure.
edition. We'll review it for you.
That's wild.
Yeah, we'll tell you it's fake if you want.
Yeah.
Too late.
Yeah. Super unfortunate.
SMH. That's a poop.
That's a poopty poop.
Oh, hard poop, bro.
A poopty
like,
poop.
It's like a diarrhea. Tandem.
That's a new one. That's like worse than poopty poop.
Speaking of poopty poop.
Kawhi Leonard signs the new That's horrible. So according to Yahoo Sports, Leonard has inked a multi-year deal with New Balance. This comes after rumors over the spring that Leonard would be leaving the brand upon his contract's expiration in October. This was not a... we're not making fun of New Balance. That was a bad segue.
The only reason I say it's poopty poop is because that means we're not going to get that KL hand logo anymore, which is one of my favorite signature logos. KW. Right now.
Yeah, but now it's going to be on sale.
KL. Oh, sorry. I was thinking of Kyle Lowry at the same time.
That's also KL.
Cool. I was thinking. Kawhi. No. Kawhi. His last name is Y.
Kawhi.
I goofed.
Yeah, that KL logo is like one of my
favorite. Hashtag limited first edition, okay? Let me go.
KW logo.
Looks about right.
Like a hand with seven fingers.
Shut your face.
That's the only reason I don't like it.
Well, now we'll get it with New Balance.
Yeah. So hopefully they do it justice and give them a cool little logo.
Yeah.
That was definitely one of my favorite logos. It definitely, I think it fits.
But wait.
Better than anything I could ever think of for Kawhi Leonard.
But wait. Blah, blah, blah. Rumors over the spring Leonard would be leaving the brand upon his contract's expiration in October. New Balance declined to comment on this story. Meanwhile, ESPN's Tim Bontemps reports that Leonard arrived to practice in socks and says the deal isn't official yet.
He arrived in socks?
In socks? Like New Balance socks?
Just socks.
Or just no socks. Shoes?
Just socks. Kawhi Leonard, who showed up to his interview at Toronto's practice facility today in socks, said he hasn't agreed to a deal with New Balance yet.
Yet.
It's not official, Leonard said. Me and New Balance have it. I don't know if he was laughing. It doesn't say LOL.
It's not official because they haven't sent him his shoes yet.
He said, me and New Balance haven't announced anything yet.
Yet. If they're saying, that's a yes. If he's saying yet,
Yeah. Oh, sorry. No, not yet. I apologize. That's a wrong quote. Me and New Balance haven't announced anything. Full stop. Period.
Oh, okay.
End quote.
That's still not a no. So it's a yes to me.
Well, he said it's not official.
Not official, but...
Now it's official.
No, I know. Some dude at Yahoo Sports is like, Leonard!
we made it official now.
It's gonna happen.
I think it's very fitting when it happens.
So he's gonna get a signature shoe.
He should.
If New Balance is not playing around...
Or at least a colorway in those...
Not a colorway, B. They gotta give him a signature shoe. It's Kawhi Leonard, bro.
I think he's gonna start in just a colorway. Because they're just coming back to basketball. Like, they paid that high school kid $1 million or something.
Yeah.
That's true.
I think it's going to be a Puma situation.
Speaking of Puma.
Yeah, but I think they'll
coming
have
back
like
to basketball.
Because they have a basketball shoe.
Yeah.
He'll probably run those for a bit.
Yeah, and a colorway with maybe
but
a
like
logo.
New tech or whatever on it, but just same structure, same like aesthetic.
Maybe they'll get him one for All-Star Weekend.
Yeah, a Raptor colorway.
If he makes it on the All-Star team.
Oh, he will. He
has to for the East.
The East is shit now. So.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
I think it's very fitting. He's not like a quick guy. He's a fun guy, but he's not a quick guy. Like, I think it's fine. Doesn't really matter what he plays in. True. He's not a high flyer or anything. True. He's a New Balance guy.
Yeah, he's a well-balanced man.
When he is 65...
I had that in the chamber.
When he's 65, he'll be wearing New Balance.
Yeah.
Yeah. 574.
No. And living in Orangeville.
For sure.
With a farm, having fun.
He'll always have his New Balance.
Yeah. So
with a farm.
With a farm.
Yeah. That way he'll never lose balance as an old guy.
Correct.
Yep.
You'll find it every day like it's new.
Yes. Speaking of Puma.
Speaking of basketball.
Speaking of horrible segues. What's the name of the 7-footer?
DeAndre Ayton. The guy who rolled his ankle.
Rookie.
No?
DeAndre Ayton.
Took in. That's your answer. That's his last name. Guy who rolled ankle.
DeAndre Ayton.
Ayton.
He's good though. He got up after.
Yeah.
Yes.
It was just a fall. Did.
Lost
his footing.
So what happened?
He lost his footing.
So what happened last night was a individual playing for Phoenix. I think he plays for Phoenix. DeAndre Ayton got super crossed up.
Yeah.
And literally, it's one of the funniest falls I think I've ever seen in the NBA. He kind of just topples, like falls over like a tree, and goes like. And of course, once again, was wearing the Puma Clyde Court Disrupt.
I don't think it's a coincidence anymore.
I still am on the side of it could have happened in any shoe.
No, it could have for sure. It just sucks that it happened to a Puma.
It didn't, because we see crossovers on House of Highlights every day. People falling over.
That's what I'm.
Karma's a bitch, though.
What happened? Oh.
Karma's a bitch, though.
I
like,
just took that in.
I'm just saying, like...
Here's my expert opinion. I think that then if you're gonna say that he's 7 foot,
it looks so funny.
It does. Yeah. Can I go on? Hold on, I'm giving an expert opinion because I'm so good. Because I play basketball every day.
He played 2 days ago.
He's 7 foot. He's 7 foot tall. And the way it looks to me is that he plants his foot like he's planted.
No, he's not.
And then the foot just decides to just flop over.
To me, no, what his, it looked like is he like started on an angle.
Yeah.
He never planted properly and he started on the corner.
This
and
is just, the sole of the shoe?
No.
It was like this. And it was...
Yeah. For those who didn't see, it was this.
To me, it looks really quickly that he plants and then it twists further as he keeps moving.
If he planted, it would have been a worse... He wouldn't have gone up.
Yeah.
If he planted.
Well, that's what I mean because it looks like the shoe collapses so easily. And then it continues to roll.
No, like... So
he just landed on the side of his foot?
I think he landed right on the corner.
Yeah.
So, like, because it's so flat...
That's why he fell so quick. Yeah, he just lands on the corner.
It got caught. The gripping on the side of the outsole is so good that it didn't let him move off of the floor.
On the outside of the midsole.
I don't know. It looks like he plants and then he flips.
Anyways, I think we're split down the middle. What do you think, Joel? You think, is it the shoes? Do you know?
Yeah, it's the shoes. If you see, like, it's the grip, the man.
I think it's just he's not a good defender because he's a rookie.
Well, it's also then like, Puma needs to give big men a different shoe, or you need to give a proper roll guard to these shoes.
I agree. Yeah, I don't think there's a roll guard.
There's no roll guard.
So it's the shoe.
Yeah. But it's not the shoe.
It's the shoe.
Because he was going to fall no matter what.
It's the shoe.
Yeah.
Bring up the shoe. What does the shoe look like?
It's the shoe. Expert opinion.
It's the gripping.
So it's the shoe.
Nah, he never had it.
Okay, Alvin's still watching. He's laughing. Our errors, emissions, and e-messages. On this segment, we gather call-outs, corrections, comments, and concerns from you, our listeners. We've only got one e-message today. This is from Chef Creasel from Toronto.
Hey.
He says that on episode 38, that was the first Hugh story that he beat you guys on. What? LOL.
Prove it.
Take that. Yeah, I know. He's
prove
gonna... it. Chef, if
record
you...
Record yourself listening.
Yeah. I was going to say.
But then he could just re-record.
No, he's got to do video. He's got to do video. Oh,
okay.
Oh, I see
what
you mean.
Yeah, but he could just re-record.
Yeah, that's true. You gotta FaceTime.
Get out here
you gotta
and prove FaceTime. It. That's what I'm saying. Come on here and take the belt from me. Let's go.
He continues to say... I think he does want to come on, actually, so that would
should
be cool.
Reach.
He says, great episode as usual. I have basically stopped listening to music and rotate through 4 podcasts. I always look forward to it, man. It takes me about 35 minutes to get to work, so I can usually kill an episode in 2 trips.
Thanks, bro.
Much love, bro.
Yeah,
much love. Right back to you, Chef Creasel.
We're better at music, anyway.
We're better at music?
Yeah.
Da-ba-da-ba-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba- Promos. Oh, shoot. By the time this comes out, it's already day one of the countdown.
Let's go.
Okay. So basically, we'll just talk about it now. I haven't really like finalized.
Is it Saturday?
Saturday.
Like today's the first day?
The day this comes out.
Today's right
the
now.
First day. Day one. Right now, when you're listening, it's the first day.
Unless you're
guys.
Listening on Monday, then it's day three.
Yeah, then you're slacking.
Everyone listens on the first day. Yeah, only.
It's but it's okay. We still appreciate it.
So, Countdown to 2019, if you're not familiar with it, we did it last year, which was Countdown to 2018. So, technically, we didn't do it.
We did.
You need to actually, how do I say this? So, the entire month, we challenge everyone to wear a different pair of shoes every day.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And to entice everyone to do a different pair of shoes every day, even in the winter, we are going to come up with different prizes for you guys and challenges throughout the month. And so basically how this works is every day you post a shoe fee. So on foot only counts. And you have to use the hashtag CGS2019, my bad. And that means that equals one entry as long as you post it by midnight.
On that day.
On that day. Although I realize that maybe if they're on the West Coast, then it's like 3 a.m. for us.
That's okay.
We'll figure out the...
Yeah.
It'll still say like...
We were fine last year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was fine last year.
We were fine last year.
Four prizes will be given away, each bigger than the next. Hopefully we get the same thing going on this year. Mm-hmm. I'm literally just reading off of last year's rules. Contest starts at December 1st and ends on December 31st. So prizes will be raffled off and announced in the new year. Mm-hmm. Stay tuned because throughout our stories and throughout the month, we'll be posting different ways to get bonus entries.
Special days.
So we've got a couple things planned out. Prizes will be announced soon enough. Canadian family only. Sorry.
Can win.
Yeah.
A prize.
Anyone can participate. Yeah.
We would love everyone
but
in the
super
world.
Special shout out to Ryan Swanger from last year who Word. Also who, yeah. Texas brethren.
What up?
He participated every day.
Mm-hmm. And killed it.
States. Yeah, he did East kill it. Yeah, if you do happen to participate from outside of the great
we'll white figure something
north,
out.
We'll we will definitely out. Notice, yeah. don't worry, and we will so, definitely yeah, figure something out.
So let
yeah.
us know where you're from as well in these posts.
Word.
That would help. So yeah. I think that's it for promos. Do we have anything coming up?
I'm excited.
Any events
for that.
And stuff? No?
Can't wait.
No. Mm. Okay, cool.
I basically already kind of started, to be honest.
Well, you with your
11s? I'm going to do an 11s week, and I yeah. started today, so a little bit early. But I'm going to miss like a large chunk because I'm leaving for 10 days. So, mm-hmm. I should have started a little bit earlier anyways.
Those don't count anyways because contest starts at December 1st.
Yeah, I know.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to lose anyways. I'm not going to get all 31.
We're also not allowed to win this.
We're not? Why am I doing a countdown?
Because we're cheerleaders.
Because we have to support everyone else that does it for us and with
we're
us.
We're going
to
do it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's move on to Canada Got Soul Presents the True to Size Awards. I don't know why I wanted it to sound like John Cena. Okay. How are we going to do this? I was thinking we make it a collaboration between us and the listeners. Okay. All 8 of them.
Thanks for all of you.
Aaron, Chef
that's like
Creasel.
A good.
Our Australian bruv.
Tara and Ahmad.
Mama Martinez.
That's 4.
Yeah, at least 8.
Yeah, ish.
Okay, yeah. 8-ish. I was thinking we come up with the categories slash like the awards we'll give away. And the listeners will help us narrow down like nominations.
Like it.
Right? Nice. So they'll give us like their suggestions for who belongs to what, and then we will eventually come to a consensus and decide in like another episode or two which
the
shoes
winners.
Are the nominees.
Okay.
And then spoiler alert, we're gonna take a break on the week of Christmas, so no podcast that week. Mm-hmm. Enjoy your family time.
Yes.
And Boxing Day weekend.
Yes.
Or weekday. Is it a
week?
It's a weekday.
It's
a Wednesday, I think.
It is a Wednesday.
And then we're gonna come back in the new year.
Yeah.
And that's when we'll announce the True to Size 2019 award winners.
Mm-hmm. I have.
Does that sound good?
An award name.
I'm gonna show up in a tuxedo that day. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like a Canadian tuxedo.
The Oscars.
I'm gonna show up in a Canadian tuxedo.
Either that or like.
Oh,
a suit.
I like that.
Like a.
I'm gonna show up in my birthday
like a
suit.
Birthday. Damn it.
Damn it. Sucks.
Well, you got a birthday suit. I got a birthday tux. You know what I mean?
You have a tail.
Yeah.
He's a freaking monkey. He's a monkey.
Tail and a bow tie. Mo.
All right. So obviously, shoe of the year.
Sati.
Shoe of the year. Sotai. Soti.
Collab of the year.
Yes. Kati.
Kati.
New silhouette.
Could do that. New mm-hmm. silhouette of the
best,
year.
Best new silhouette.
Yep. It's like rookie of the year almost.
Ooh. Oh, that's what we'll call it. Scratch that.
Yeah, rookie.
We'll call
year.
It rookie of the year. I like that, Lawrence. Roti.
We could do roti.
Mm. Love roti,
we could do a similar NBA one, so we could even do like most improved brand.
Yeah.
Like which brand has spiced it up for 2018 compared to 2017?
Good one.
Most improved brand. I'm writing this down, guys, so listeners, please bear with me. I didn't want to type it or else you'll hear just the entire time.
That's collab of the year, right?
Yep, collab Cody. Of the year.
Cody.
Then we've got rookie of the year,
yep.
most improved
and shoe of the year, most improved. Should we do
like a do retro s- of the year?
Yeah, Jordan of the year.
Oh, a Jordan specific?
There's so many Jordans that we could do that, yeah.
Best Jordan.
I was going to say even just best one from each brand.
Ooh, best Nike SB.
Yeah, best each brand. The best Adidas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Best.
Best of the best. And then we can narrow those ones down into shoe of the year, I guess.
No.
Well, because I'm assuming the best from the brand will also be the shoe of the year, so.
So it'll be like tournament style. Well, I mean, we're going to get all the suggestions all at one time anyway. So it's whatever.
Yeah.
All of the shoes that belong in the best of those brands will probably end up in the best of the year.
Yeah.
Shoe of the year candidacy type of thing. Anyways.
Or it'll be like an East versus West, like you said, and there'll be 12 Nike shoes and one Adidas shoe or something.
Yeah, true.
Knowing us, probably.
Yeah, maybe.
What else?
Likely. What else could it be?
Oh, when you say retro of the year, do you mean Jordan or like something that was brought back?
Something brought back.
Anything.
Oh,
I like that. I like that. So definitely best of the best and then something that was brought back.
Best throwback.
Yes. Best throwback. That's okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Best Instagram photo.
I was thinking that too.
From anybody.
Best feed. We'll do best feed.
Our favorite feed.
Yeah.
Favorite feed.
Favorite
Canada
IG
got
feed.
Souls wins this one. Yep.
Noted. Podcast of the year. This is just us high-fiving ourselves for 2 hours.
Episode of the year.
Episode of the year. Ooh. Nice. Guest of the year.
Oh, so that's episode of the year. That's up to the audience for sure. Yeah.
Well, we can definitely vote on ours as well.
No.
Which one we like. Yeah.
No.
You don't have a favorite episode? I do.
There's been way too many. All We've of done my like big... 10 million.
I don't know, you guys. Yeah. I equally worked on every episode like I do. So all of them are my babies, so I can't pick one. True to Size is my favorite episode
of the year.
This is shoes though, shoes, not like content.
Isn't it just True to Size awards? It can be anything we want.
Best microphone?
Blue.
No, easily red.
Bears, red which easily. Bear is best? Shout out to my Office fans for that.
No. I think that's it. I think we got all of it.
Can we list those back? List those back real
quick. Shoe of the year.
Yeah.
Collab of the year. Rookie of the year. Mm-hmm. Most improved brand. Best Jordan. Well, best. So, like, best basically best of each brand. Yeah.
Yeah.
Best throwback, which is the retro. So, best comeback, I guess.
Yeah.
Best comeback.
Yeah.
And then we're going to go best feed and episode of the year. That one's strictly audience.
Audience vote.
Audience. We're probably going to get like four votes for that one.
That's fine. As long as it's not a 2-2 tie.
No, it's probably going to be four different episodes.
It's going to be four different guests voting for their episode.
Yeah.
That would be the best, though. That would be the best. Best new technology.
Yeah, we can do that. Yeah.
Best new tech. I haven't been paying attention to the basketball heat, so I can't really comment on best like
we'll
play on court.
Just go to a local Foot Locker and try a bunch of shit on and run around in the store.
Yeah.
And see what we like.
Sprint out the store.
I think that's it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah, I can't think of anything else.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So,
you guys
to recap.
If anyone else has ideas.
Yeah, if you guys have any ideas, suggestions. Hit us up. We've got a couple weeks. Do you guys have any early front runners you can think of or want to save all of it?
Shoe of the year?
What do you guys
think? Lunar Glide 9. Oh, no, Pegasus 35.
Yeah.
Running shoes.
Yeah.
Fucking massive. It's amazing. It's beautiful. I have to recap what came out this year, to be honest with you.
I think I have a couple in mind, but I don't know if I want to spoil them.
Were the Wotherspoons this year?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Oh, shit. Oh, it's going to be so tough. Bio Beige, JTH. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. That was all this year?
It's been a busy year.
Yeah.
But it feels like it's been so long ago, but it feels like this year has been just flying.
Yeah, at the same time.
Yeah.
Short, long year.
Like, when we started this episode in my head, I was like, wow, it feels like we haven't done this in a fucking month.
Imagine we take a week off.
Oh.
It's going to be a year.
It's going to break my heart. I'll probably just end up recording on my own in bed or something like that. Hi, guys. This is True to Size. My name is Alan Martinez. I'm joined by no one.
Good night.
Yeah.
So what's our final list we got there?
Okay. Shoe of the year.
One more time.
Collab of the year. Oh, that's going to be exciting. Collab of the year.
Mm-hmm.
I had something else in mind earlier today, and I can't remember anymore. Rookie of the year, most improved brand. Best of the best per brand. Mm-hmm. Best comeback. Mm-hmm. Best feed. Best episode of True to Size. I would get heartbroken if anyone else had another podcast.
Episode 100 of the Sneaker Podcast.
I wrote down best new treat. Oh, tech. Best new technology. Tech.
Best new tree?
Tech.
A treat. That's the mango haze, I dog. It was like wow. Do most slept on.
Ooh, yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, most underrated. Most underrated. Overrated.
Overrated, not underrated.
Ooh. Good one, Alvin.
I'm sure we could look into doing like a Google Forms for this, maybe. Could look into that and just put in the link in our bio.
Or what we could do is do a post and then people can comment. So like we'll go shoe of the year post. Yeah, let's do that. And then everyone can
gonna see it. Though.
Everyone comments suggestions. Well, that's fine. Anyway. It's just suggestions.
That's true.
Because then we can do the nominations and stuff later on.
It'll cause like discussion within debate. Our posts.
Yeah. Or stories, and then people can swipe up and whatnot.
Yeah, swipe up. Yeah, swipe up.
Oh yeah, we can do the ask me thing.
Yeah.
Like put it in our post and do the what's shoe of the year, and then people can reply. Ooh. That little whatever that thing is called.
I'm just waiting for my bus. Ask me anything.
Can't
go to sleep. Ask me something.
Yeah. I'm bored at work. Ask me something.
I'm half naked. Ask me
something. Oh, whoa. Whoa, who are you following?
Beer tings. <I guess. laughs>
Show me. Hi, Christine. Okay, I think that's it. Until we come up with more, I guess.
Or we get some suggestions from you guys. We'll do one of those posts this week. Yeah.
Best PE.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm. Best customizer.
I guess shoe of the year. We could also do like unreleased. So PE, yeah. Best unreleased shoe of the year. Like sample PE, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
PE slash sample.
So just best PE. Yeah. Best PE. Best customizer. What the fuck am I writing? Was that my first F-bomb of this episode?
I don't know.
Mom, I'm getting better. Mom.
Customizer.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's only four to choose from. So that one's easy. Yes.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else off the top of my head
right
now.
Best shoe cleaner? There's only like three. Shoevinator, Crep, and Jason Mark.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? I know my vote.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else.
Jason Mark, can you sponsor the podcast, please? Okay, that's it. So we'll do either a story or a post. I think we're going to aim for the story because that's going to just be cleaner and easier.
Yeah, it's much easier.
Yeah.
Easier. Oh, no, it's not, because then we got to sift through all the DMs.
We can't record it, though. Like, we can't.
We gotta save the
look back on it.
Oh, you're right.
You can save it. Saves it.
Does it?
It saves them. All our stories.
24 hours.
All our stories are saved.
Oh, in archives.
On our archives.
Yes. Yeah. Do you know about archives?
The results will be saved. Ooh. Yeah.
Okay, so maybe we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure that out.
Yeah. If anything, we won't start until next week. Like,
we'll give it a little bit of time. Let it burn. Let people get some suggestions.
I'm excited. Maybe. This should be fun. This is fun. Mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah, it's like the Grammys.
Yeah. it's like the Grammys. No big deal. No big deal. Wow. All right. Alvin does follow some things. All right. So that's it. Please keep an eye out for the True to Size Awards posts and story things. This should be fun. This should be fun. This should be really cool.
Mm-hmm.
Especially because we get to interact with y'all. All eight of you. Moving on. To the time where we go into the game show within a podcast. I'm sorry, I forgot to press play, you guys. The theme song came in a little bit late.
I didn't know if you were done your intro. I was waiting for a point or a cue.
No. Okay, that's my fault then.
Like
I need to.
Burn.
We need to. Okay. Well, in order for you to get comfortable with it, I need to give you that.
Something, yeah.
Yeah, throw all right, it. All right.
Like, lob it.
Yeah,
lob it.
I got you. Lob it. I can't wait to go live and people can see me actually throw something at you. That's going to be the best.
Like
Welcome.
Item.
Yeah, like a soft basketball. Welcome, everyone, to another episode of Hugh Story. We have three contestants today, and this is how we play. The answer comes from a category, either silhouette, colorway, or sneaker, which is a combination of both. I will go down a list of hints, each getting more and more detailed, leading them to, hopefully, the answer. The contestants will buzz in by saying their name. They get one guess each. The first one to get it correct is the champion for 7 days. The one to be knocked off the helm is Mr. Lawrence L. Doggy Styles Hopkins. I don't know where my like voice came from. I just started talking like all like the champion of the week. Oh, I was going to say the answer again. I got to stop doing that. Joel, you need to stop looking at my monitor.
I'm not even kidding.
Okay. Are you guys ready for hint numero uno?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Is it a colorway or a shoe?
Oh, the category. Ooh, please. Sorry, nice. I need to reteach myself how to play the game. The category this week is silhouette.
Okay.
Ooh. So not colorway or sneaker. Just the shoe. Just the silhouette. Features. Midfoot strap. I love that the three of you sort of zone into your own heads.
Midfoot strap.
Midfoot strap.
Yep. This is on the bulkier side of footwear. The upper looks like a tiger ran its claws down the side. On both sides of the shoe. It belongs in the lineage of footwear for a professional athlete who played both football and baseball.
Come on, bro. You know this one.
Notable teams were the Atlanta Braves, San Francisco 49ers. Dude. Alvin, are you Googling it?
Dude. Yeah. You can't Google it.
Oh, no, you can't.
He's buzzing in.
Oh, I have to.
You have to say the name. I know, too.
Do you have Sanders?
You have to know the name.
I don't know the name. Sorry. I'm out.
Lawrence.
Oh, Alvin didn't say his name. Alvin
no, because I'm hesitating.
I know. Actually, Lawrence.
I know.
So the diamond turf?
That's yes.
Which one?
Two?
No.
Oh,
like, what?
It's all of
so it's just the.
Well, you got. Just
the, this is the third shoe.
Number, just the number.
This is the third shoe in the line.
Well, fuck. No.
Alvin.
Alvin.
Diamond turf.
Give me the. Do you guys know the full name? You got to give me the full name. It wasn't Air just Zoom. The diamond turf. This one in particular had like a full.
Zoom diamond.
Close, turf. Joel. Nah. I'm dropping more hints.
90 something.
This features an Air Max unit in the heel. Released in 1996, the athlete's name is Deion Sanders.
Yeah, well, that's what it was.
The Air Max or the Air DT Max. So the Air Diamond Turf Max 96.
Oh, that's cute.
You guys can blame Michael Williams, who gave us the fire round last week.
Holy smokes.
He gave us the suggestion
that's
for this one.
That's
very
a good one.
Specific.
That's yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
I had to. If I had done the full lineage, you know what I mean?
If I still worked that full
So that's here. Something to be careful for. That's some metagame type of shit right mm-hmm. there, because if you know that he had four shoes in his line, you gotta figure out which one. Especially if it's silhouette. So, from Soul Collector, originally known as Air DT Max, this was the third signature sneaker for Deion Sanders, originally released in 1996. When they were retroed for the first time in 2008, they took on the name Air DT Max 96 mm-hmm. and still go by that name since the retro. They feature a midfoot strap synthetic leather upper with perforations throughout and an air sole unit in the heel. Thanks, Michael Williams.
That was a good one.
That was good, man.
Yeah.
We were still working at foot when they got retro again.
Yeah,
you know?
That was the two.
I think the three of you, if you guys were a team, you would have figured it out.
No, I wouldn't have got that.
No.
I don't know the specific names.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just know it
as the diamond turf. Yeah.
For that, then.
As soon as you said mid-strap.
Yeah. I will leave
tiger.
Michael Williams to decide. DM me, Michael Williams, who the champion is for this week. I think Alvin technically does it, maybe, because he just said time and turf. Three. I don't know. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
So if you
time and turf, so technically Lawrence still.
Yeah, that's true. So Michael Williams, you decide. If you've
wins.
Got a, no one wins. We all lose. Okay, damn. If you've got a suggestion for Hugh's story, hit me up at _Spooner, no E. Thank you for everyone who has supported us and has been part of this podcast. Wherever are you taking this episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. Any of those would mean the world to us. We have a Facebook group called CGS Talk. That's facebook.com/group/CGS.talk, where we talk it up and sell some things. CanadaGotSoul.ca for our latest reviews, event recaps, and sneaker life stories. Now, if you'd like to join us on True to Size, if you have any questions or suggestions for Fire Round, or any feedback, shoot us a DM or email us at CanadaGotSoul@gmail.com. My name is Alan Martinez, and I am at _Spooner, no E.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You can find me at Joe Dooney, JO_D3OsNEY.
This was Lawrence. That is at LDoggyStyles on Instagram. Woof.
It's your boy, Alvin Quincy. You can find me at MISTERQ and then Mart.
Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers. Please remember to rock your kicks, especially for December. And don't forget to use the hashtag CGS2 2019 in a few days for a feature. This has been True to Size. We are CGS, and we are out. Goodbye.
Peace.
2019.
I know, man. It's scary.
Where does the time go?
It's scary. Goodbye.